Gord.
Clickety click.
Nice.
Yeah, sometimes I get my news from Samurai's infographic. I had not heard about John McAfee, so that's...
Oh, I had some slow time at work today, so I did. That was one of the first things I saw on my news feed was that I didn't know he was in Spain. I assumed that he was still killing people down in the Belize, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, right. Central America zone. But
one crazy dude in any case.
He was very eccentric.
Yeah.
All right. Make sure I got all this. You could probably open up the room.
Oh, yeah. I should do that. Sartut in clear winner, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, not even a contention. Okay. I feel like that announcement has been made. I feel like it's safe to start. Do you agree? Do you concur?
I suppose so. It seems odd that, like, Sluggo didn't join. I mean...
Right, and Teeth was here just a minute ago.
Right.
I also was curious about that, but I don't know. Maybe they're engaged in something else right now. All right, I'll give them a second. I don't want to start because the show could be over by the time they realize the channel is open.
Right. Oh, so I had an exciting Diablo 2 day today.
Oh, no. Tell me more.
So I finished with work, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to get a... So I go and I kill the Countess repeatedly because she has rune drops. And, the season just started, so I'm trying to build up some runes. And that's as far as my character has got is to the Countess. So I just keep, like, going and killing her and trying to get runes. And today I got a low rune, which is the highest level rune she can drop. And the chance of getting one is 1 out of every 182,000 runs.
Nice.
So I was exceptionally happy that I got that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's no Stone of Jordan, but...
That is true.
A low rune from the Countess, that's a big deal.
I have had several low runes. I have only had one Stone of Jordan, so...
Right.
Although, mathematically, it's way easier to get the Stone of Jordan.
Now, could you remind me what the purpose of a rune is?
Runes are... Oh, right. You didn't play since the expansion came out.
Yeah, they don't sound super familiar.
Runes...
Can they be socketed?
Yeah, so you get runes and you get, like, a socket item and you can put a rune word in it. You can get it, like... Certain rune words are, like, 3 or 4 runes long. You get an armor that's that many sockets. You put the runes in a specific order and it gives it special bonus properties.
Oh, that sounds saucy.
Yeah, and the low rune is actually required for the best paladin weapon in the game. Like, clearly the best weapon in the game. So, very, very exciting drop for me.
Nice.
I don't have all the other runes yet, but hey, I got the hardest one, so.
On an equally up-to-date gaming note, I was playing some Heroes of Might and Magic 3 today.
Yeah.
And like you, I've been enjoying that game for, I don't know, 20? 25 years now, maybe? Somewhere in that zone. But unlike you, I am bad at that game. I have not gotten any better in the last 20 years at Heroes of Might and Magic than I did when I first tried the game. I was like, if I'm on any setting harder than normal, I am just struggling. Well, not really, because I get crushed, so I wouldn't call it struggling. It's nice, a short game, but man, it still satisfies.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm really good at Diablo 2. Like, I watch other people and go, I'm a casual player.
You seem like you got it together as far as Diablo 2 is concerned. I'm not expecting you to be on old what's-his-name speedrun team, but...
Right. All right. I still don't see Teeth, but hey, at least we got a few people in the...
Filling up fast. All right. I'm going to start the show.
Okay.
We'll go from there. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 299th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. It's just Ray and I today. Hello, Ray.
Woohoo! Hello.
All right. So before I start the show, I'm going to bring everybody up to speed with some feed forward so they know what's up.
Sure.
Craig clearly not here this week. That's fine. Next week, there will be no show. Ray and I are going on vacation and treating ourselves to a much-needed break. However, when we return from said vacation, we will be back with the 300th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, which will once again include Craig and several others, and it will hopefully more than make up for the missing show. It will have all the content that I could possibly fit into one show, one 300th show. Now, after that, it's going to go back to normal, right. So don't get too excited. One really, really good show coming up in 2 weeks. In the meantime, I have cobbled together a show for you this week. Again, it's Craigless, so there'll be no top three. There'll be no reality show derailments. It'll be mostly Marvel Puzzle Quest focused, and we'll be heading for a streamlined show. So let's get started.
If you want a reality show tangent, you're just going to have to do that yourself, because...
Yeah. Hey, Ray, did you see that? No. No. No, I didn't.
Yeah, I can't really stand most reality TV, so...
All right, so this week is the week of, let's say, 6/23 through 6/30?
Yeah.
All right. So, first of all, we've got the 5-day, 4-star crash of the Titans. Right now, Wiccan is fighting America Chavez. I was successful. I expected to be, you know, as long as you just stay focused and put up a magical barrier, throw some chain lightning at her, and I can almost always summon the power of the Demiurge and just go from there. She's formidable, but I thought it was pretty decisive.
Yeah, I was able to get his Demiurge off really quick, so yeah. it was not a problem whatsoever. It was quicker than I expected.
Good, good. Yeah, me as well. And then coming up on the 26th is Mockingbird. She'll be taking on 5-star Hawkeye. I'm not super sure how that's going to go.
I don't remember what a yellow does, but you're not going to be relying on that, are you?
No, I feel like you're just going to race for red and then boom.
Right.
Graphic, I can't be sure.
Graphic shows you have a 205, so...
Yeah, I'm not optimistic about this win because Mockingbird is not my strongest character, but I'll see if I can pull it off. And Samurai reminded me that I did improve the level of my Wiccan so that I could be successful.
Oh, sure.
I feel like... Yep, I was somewhere in the 130 range, and now he's up to level 200, but was still successful. So Mockingbirds, I don't know what I can do with 2 red, but we'll see, and 5 purple, but I'll keep you posted. I'll have long since forgotten by then, but there's a small chance I'll let you know how it went.
Right.
In the story events, Venom Bomb is winding down. After Venom Bomb, I don't know why I stuck it in news, but... I guess I just thought that's where it would go, but we'll just talk about it now. We're going to have a team event. The OG team event, the Avengers versus Ultron, is making its way back around.
Wow.
So you and your alliance will be battling against Ultron for some X-Force Deadpool covers and some Iron Man Model 40 covers, if I read the information. I don't know where Craig gets his news and updates, so I just found what I could on the forum and strung it together and hope that it makes sense. After that, they're going to run Honor Among Thieves, which will give you Captain America First Avenger Shards. Winter Soldier is also a reward there.
I love Sluggo's name for it. Ultron the Mad Bomber. What bombs at midnight? I want that.
In PvP events, right now, Dakin's Fatal Attraction is running. You get some Cyclops Phoenix 5 shards. And Professor X and Mystique. Then Mystique's Identity Theft is running. You get Daredevil shards, Carolina Dean, and Blade rewards. And then Carolina Dean's event is running. I did not see a name for that listed, so if someone knows what it's called, they're right. That's what it's called. But you can get some Doctor Doom shards, Prowler rewards, and Patch. Oh, I forgot. I left out the part of the script that rhymes with what season it is, but... It is that season. I'm trying to think. Going to go back a whole week in my mind and try to remember. Is it the power season?
It is the reality season.
Reality season. Okay. That does not seem memorable to me.
Yeah.
Craig doesn't have a snarky reality reference that I mean, other than reality TV, I feel like it would be ripe with opportunity, but.
So, and as Samurai points out, the season is coming to a close. 4 days left. I haven't done hardly anything.
Finish your simulator.
Yeah.
The reality season is almost over.
I'm going to be driving all day tomorrow. I don't think that's, that may not be happening, but.
Right. Not as convenient as usual. All right. Let's move on to news. Ray, are you sitting down?
I am, usually.
There's a new clue. There were two new clues. I forgot what the second new clue is. Apparently we're getting a 4-star and a 5-star clue at the same time. And then you can extrapolate from there. So the 5-star clue is, oh my. So, and then O being ohm and my. So, you said you had some speculation on who this might be.
I did. And so where did you see that? Because I saw on Reddit, somebody said that there was a 5-star and a 4-star, two clues at once. And
I saw that on the D3 forums.
Really?
The one about the 4-star character is, it's like you are a pirate or something.
Okay. Then what I saw on Reddit is correct. And so I had a guess for that first, because what's a symbol for a pirate?
Oh, dude, are you living your dream?
I think it's crossbones. I absolutely want it to be crossbones. So
yeah, and if yes, and that is the 4-star clue. He does not deserve to be a 5-star.
No, I agree with that.
Right, the skull and crossbones. I would have never thought about that.
So that's what I'm going with for there. And the
oh, I like that. Yeah, and yeah, the oh my. I mean, I don't know a lot about Marvel characters. But if it's someone other than Electro, I feel like Electro has already been named in the upcoming Spider-Man release.
Oh, really?
And,
I hadn't seen
he's a dope character either way, so no reason not to go with whatever incarnation of Electro they're going with.
Sure.
I like the old school lightning mask face one, but the Jamie Foxx blue guy seems okay.
I mean, that would be my hope, is that they're actually going to Electro. That is not the first thing I thought of. When I saw it and saw Oh My, I immediately thought of Omega Red.
Oh.
That's not who it's going to be. I am wrong.
That's what it turns out to be?
But yeah, Electro, I'd be totally on board for.
Yeah, I was going to say. Unless I'm wrong, am I correct in believing that Ohm is a measure of electrical resistance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was like, maybe I have no idea what I'm doing or what I'm talking about, but which wouldn't shock me. All right, so there you go. Two new clues, 4 stars and 5 stars on the way. You are a pirate, and oh my. We do have some release notes. Let's see. What release notes? Oh, we got a free gift to celebrate Father's Day.
Yeah, Vision.
Was that some Vision shards?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. I like free stuff. Ultron events coming up. Let's see what we got. Additional details. Mission details now have a new visual style. Mission rewards can now be scrolled horizontally instead of being shown one at a time. All right.
I like that. It's a good improvement.
That sounds good. Champion reward lists have a new visual style. When sorting characters by level, non-champion characters of the same level are now sorted by number of trained covers instead of by name. That seems logical.
It does. It has already thrown me off once while looking for somebody, but
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I was going to say, it seems logical. I don't know that it's a necessary change, but I'll adjust to it quickly. When selecting supports and then choosing the character to equip the support to, characters with synergy for that support are now shown, always correctly sorted to the front. All right.
Okay.
That seems convenient.
Yeah.
When selecting a character and then choosing a support to equip to the character, unowned supports will now display in a grayed out state instead of not displaying at all. I did notice that. I didn't realize it was a change because I hadn't been fiddling with my supports in quite some time.
Sure.
But I did, we've been having a lot of missions that giving us some pretty good support. So I wanted to put some ISO in it and get the right players equipped. And I did see that they were grayed out now. So that's handy. That way I don't think that I'm missing supports.
Right. I guess.
Using the black button will now correctly proceed to the previous screen in several rare cases.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's nice that they didn't exclude those people, even though they were exceedingly rare cases. Text now displays with the correct spelling and grammar in numerous areas of the game.
That's a strange way of saying we fixed some spelling errors. Like,
right.
But okay.
We edited some typos. Again, those had gone unnoticed, but thanks, guys. I feel like that's a really gracious level of professionalism.
Yeah, I like the new node view. Like, when you click on the node, they scrunched up the pictures a little bit, but it gives you all the information and the rewards in a way that I think it works. I think it's good.
We had some input from a longtime fan of the show, Wooly1. I think he's a new listener. No, I cannot read. This is all pre-recorded. all right. What else have I got? That's it. Play your Ultron event this weekend. Help your alliance out. There will be no top three, as we are only two. And I don't want to say it's on hiatus, but we'll see how it incorporates into the 300th show. In the meantime, let me solve some trivia for you and provide you with some new trivia. Once upon a time, you were asked what four characters share a variant cover from the exact same comic here in Marvel Puzzle Quest. The answers are 3-star Beast, 3-star Magneto, 5-star Gambit, and 4-star Cyclops. And this week, I've got some Marvel trivia for you. So, once upon a time, in the movie Thor Ragnarok, Loki was putting on a play about his own supposed death from the previous film.
Mm-hmm.
What famous actor played Loki in that play that Loki created?
Huh. Good question. I do not remember. Interesting. Oh, I just remembered.
Okay. So that again, in the play where Loki was disguised as Odin and was pretending that Loki died, puts on a little play for the Asgardians. There was an actor portraying Loki in this play, and he was a relatively famous actor. I was asking you who he was, and I will reveal that in... Guess are the worst.
It was not Ben Huflock.
It was not. But it was an easy segue, and I like that. But anyway, that's the trivia for this week. We'll be back with some more trivia, perhaps, for our exciting 300th show. Right now, we're going to move on to Willy Lumpkin and see what we have in the mailbag.
Okay, so we actually did get a comment about the trivia, so let's start over there with TJJ Author on the D3 forums. He said that he would like to respectfully point out that Admiral Halsey is not a Beatles song. It was released by Paul McCartney on the first post-Beatles album, so, that means...
In your face, Craig!
Yeah, Craig was wrong. I had no idea. However, I was, at one point, I was going to put Imagine on my list, and I quickly realized that that was not a Beatles song, so, you know.
Good save, Ray.
Yeah. So, TJJ Author said that Craig deserves a boot to the head from Batroc for getting that one wrong, so.
Boot to the head.
Yeah. He also had a guess at the end. It's not a guess, but he said for the trivia... He says it was 4-star Cyclops, 5-star Gambit, 3-star Beast, and 3-star Magneto. The cover was the adjectiveless X-Men number 1. But what he means is it wasn't Uncanny X-Men. It wasn't anything. It was just X-Men number 1.
Right.
There were variant covers, and those variant covers are used for the character. He says, I didn't have to research this at all. I just knew. Well, okay, good for you. Wow.
Yeah. There you go. I'm only skeptical because if no one is doubting you, but you feel the need to lead with.
Right.
That's like when someone says, don't worry, what I do is legit. No one who does something legit needs to lead with that. So, I mean, I also bought that comic back in 91. So, you know, I certainly didn't remember it here in MPQ world, but, I don't doubt that you knew it off the top of your head for any reason. You are a Batroc fan, and I support that.
Anyone who's a Batroc fan has to know quite a bit about Marvel, right? I mean, that's
seriously,
just...
you got to be deep into the MCU.
Yeah. So, Hesdrian Gixon sent us a message saying, hey, I'd like to hear y'all and the listeners' thoughts regarding Mantis. I just did her S.H.I.E.L.D. training, and it was easily the easiest one I've ever done. I didn't need to employ any cheese at all. She just stun-locked everyone. I chose Okoye as my third to speed up her damage. And, Mantis, man, I want to get her covered as fast as possible. My only problem with Mantis was when I did the very first node in her S.H.I.E.L.D. training. It was just her versus Venom. And I put Venom to sleep, and that did it as a repeater tile, so every 3 rounds it put Venom to sleep. The problem is every time he went back to sleep, it healed him, and it healed him for way more damage than I could do as, match damage. So it was an infinite fight that I just eventually had to quit, because she would just sleep, 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 and healed him constantly. So by herself against one opponent, I'm not really sure that that's going to work too well. But yeah, her stunning ability is just amazing. She's very strong.
That's awesome.
Norman B616 on the Reddits said, enjoy your pending vacation. I will be forced to look at the CDT from my local news. How depressing. So Samurai actually followed up with that and posted that in local news, State College may host the Buffalo Bills games while they build a new stadium.
Oh,
snap.
Really? I hadn't heard that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't even process that. At Beaver Stadium?
That's what it says. I'm going to post a link in Discord there.
Okay.
So if you want to check that out, Norman did say, I can get behind that. It's far-fetched, but it would be great for business. Yeah, it would definitely be good for business.
Yeah, there's nothing I hate about that.
Yeah, it'd bring a lot of people into town, wouldn't it?
Right. And I don't live there anymore, so.
Exactly.
But the idea of going to a Bills game locally is fantastic.
That would be something.
Yeah.
All right. So we also had a comment from Perondiac.
Yes.
He says, Ian is getting his wish with a Masked Singer crossover. Sexy Beasts on Netflix is Masked Singer meets Blind Dating. Maybe he didn't want that, but that's what's happening.
I was going to say, first he's down on the Bills, and now he's claiming that I wished for something like that? That sounds awful. I can't guarantee that I won't watch it, but it sounds awful.
And I have to comment, Craig said that he was sold on that. So, you know.
I'm sure.
I don't doubt that in any way. Perondiak also said, Crash of the Titans, Ian was correct about Wiccan laying down Onage. I didn't need boosts, and the match was over very quickly. Yeah, don't underestimate the Wiccan. He's very strong. All right, so there you go. That's all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Nice. All right. So, oh man, this is going to be great. just a little flash forward. You're only going to hear potentially one clap. I could clap twice if that makes everybody feel better. I don't know what the consensus is, but I'm just going to start. So once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
I am also Franz.
Oh, you're doing both. Okay.
Oh, you can do it. I didn't know. Yeah, let's do it, Ray.
Okay.
I didn't think you were ready for this.
I wasn't.
This is the big time.
Okay.
All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz. And we just want to pump you up.
You up. All right. There were no claps. Okay. Nothing's changed. That was perfect. But let's see what's going on as far as boosted characters. Oh, the Daywalker is boosted. He's pretty good. He puts out strike tiles. Those are going to be boosted. His black does some direct damage. That's going to be boosted. And he can put out attack tiles, which strength is dependent on how many strike tiles you have out. And those can be very effective. Yeah, if you time them appropriately. Daredevil boosted. He's got a trap tile that if it's matched, he does a bunch of damage to you. And I feel like he does some damage to you in addition to clearing away your special tiles?
Yes, I believe so.
So he'll be a little more damage there. Everybody's favorite 3-star Deadpool. If you're not using the overkill version, he'll do more damage with his whales. And he'll probably heal more when he uses his black ability. Oh no, this is the end. Too much relish on my hot dog.
Donkey Teeth is questioning your damage-ier. It's damage-ier? Okay.
Hey, if you want good English, get your own show. He's damage-ier. You know, hey man, I'm doing my best here. I'm doing my best ear here.
Me fail English? Impossible.
Me fail English? That is impossible.
Yeah.
Oh, I would bet my Wookiee. Storm Mohawk is boosted. So her attack tiles will be boosted. The damage that she does from her yellow and green will also be increased. And Vision, his blue AoE will be boosted. His red damage will be boosted. And no matter how many times we go over it, I can't remember what his yellow does, but
nobody uses it.
Nobody uses it. And I just can't recall, but it's boosted if it's relevant. All right. Let's see this mishmash of 4-stars we got here. North Star, everybody's favorite 4-star. Let's see what Not Quicksilver is doing this week. his blue is going to be doing some more damage. He's going to, his burst health from his Starbright is going to be increased, as well as the damage he does from his black ability. The Scorpion, he's all right. He does some things. He does a whole bunch of consecutive attacks with his purple. They'll all be increased. His green AoE is improved, as well as his buff ability. And his red strike tile is going to be also improved. Spider-Man 2099 is boosted this week. He gets additional damage from his black ability and the friendly matches that he makes in his color-appropriate matches with his yellow will deal more damage. Oh, good old ever-loving Thing. He's boosted. His red does more damage, his green does more damage, and those projectiles from his yellow will be increased this week. And then on to the ever-popular boosted 5-stars. Archangel is boosted this week. His blue damage is increased. His green damage is increased. And his black countdown damage is also increased. The Ghost Rider, Robbie Reyes version. His Chain Whip and Judgment Day are both doing more damage from his red. And his Damnation also does, you guessed it, more damage. Thor, man. This guy, like, he needs a boost, but apparently he's boosted. His green does a ton of AoE. His Asgardian Tactics do a bunch of damage. And he gets bigger projectiles when he's smoldering and does more damage when he's raging. And lastly is Samurai Daken. His Yato does more damage and better strike tiles. The damage he gets from being lawless is improved, and when he's lethal, he's doing more damage with his green, and when he's unkillable, he's healing more with his green. So, if you would like to experiment more with Samurai Daken, enjoy. And I can enjoy this picture of Samurai Jack letting me know that Samurai Jacob is boosted. Samurai Jack was a great show. A really, definitely my third favorite thing that Mako was in. Let's see what Samurai thinks about these boosted characters. Did I skip one? I did! I totally skipped Valkyrie! Sorry, Valkyrie. She was the best 4-star of the bunch, and I didn't even mention her. She's totally boosted. Her Dragon Fang Fury does the consecutive strike thing. Fantastic. Her Bounty Hunter, it's harder to fire off because she's boosted. And she creates better strike tiles, bigger strike tiles, with her yellow, the best defense. Man, I like that character.
Yeah.
I feel guilty.
She's very strong.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. Apparently I'm excited that 5-star Thor and 4-star Valkyrie are boosted. Be warned. I like that. There's an exclamation point in all caps and everything. Let's see. Why? Thor is very likely to tank most of your colors unless you pair him with another boosted 5-star. So he's going to be exposed, and keeping him at the right amount of healthy will be tricky. He is also going to take longer to get down to half health. Valkyrie has similar problems. If she's in the front all the time, her yellow becomes useless, and it's going to be tougher to trigger her bounty. Okay, so he says, caution, the two best guys that are boosted this week on each tier suffer a smidge from being boosted. So keep those tactics in mind when you're picking which boosted characters you should explore. But that being said, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
So you mentioned Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
And that made me think back to previous MPQ player Cactus Jack.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to mention he is still like alive and playing games, maybe not MPQ, but he started sending me GIFs on Pokemon Go. So he started playing Pokemon Go again. And he's still out there. Maybe listen to the podcast. Maybe he could, chime in or something, but I thought that was...
Or he could add me on Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
It's the summertime. I just started playing again, too. I took my son to tennis camp, and while he was doing his tennis camp thing, I just walked around the park and caught Pokemons and...
A lot of spins.
Took over... Yeah, I saw there was a gym that was controlled by Yellow. I was like, Yellow, come on! Get out! Who joins Yellow? It's disgraceful.
So, yeah, Cactus Jack's still out there. Yeah, just thought I'd.
You're right. I should. Samurai mentioned that I never open my gifts. I have not even looked at the gift menu. I'll do that after the show, and then I'll try to be more mindful about gifts. Thank you for reminding me, Samurai. All right, let's go to team up time with Ray. Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Alrighty.
Man, that loses something.
Really? Yeah, a little bit. All right. This was a suggestion from Brian that I thought was interesting. And so you're going to sense a theme in the next few Synergy segments. But we're all familiar, he says, with Four-Star Carnage and Medusa and how well they pair up. But now, if you add Mantis to the mix, just wow. You stunlock the other team very quickly and forever. Carnage just keeps giving them tiles. You match them away to trigger You Are Afraid for Mantis, and Mantis can provide extra healing by giving tiles to the enemy, so you can match them away again. And then you've got Medusa providing healing and AP generation. Theoretically, 5-star Carnage or even Null might work, but he says he found that in the shield training, his free match would often match away his sleep tile and thus break the stun lock. So talking about 5-star Carnage. So it seems like 4-star Carnage and Medusa are probably the way to go. He says using Carnage and Medusa at the normal builds and Mantis at a 5-3-5, which makes sense. I mean, I think Craig and I originally said 5-3-5. That's just what you do. Because, man, those stuns, they add up real quick.
Sure.
So there you go. That's your team up for this week. It's pretty straightforward because Carnage, Medusa, they go well together. But now, right. Now with Mantis. So there you go. Thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify. All right. Well, that went so smoothly.
Yeah.
Let's just ease on down the road right over to team up time. Yes, I've started Steam. Yes, it is open. No, I'm not prepared to open a token just yet, and now I am. So, I will open a token. It is Nick Fury, Avengers Assemble. I will open a second token in honor of Craig, and sure enough, it's 4-star. Why did I say Craig?
You fool.
And it's Blade.
All right.
All right, that's all I got.
Well, I'm opening all that I can. I got to get Colossus champed before he's out of here. So that's my goal. First one is a 4-star Karnak. I had 5, by the way.
Okay.
Second one is also a 4-star Uncanny X-Force Deadpool. Number 3 is a purple. Ooh, it is Colossus Neutralize. I should have pulled up like where I am with these characters so that I know if I need that. I'm sure I have it here somewhere. Oh, I do need that. That's awesome. Number 4 is Jubilee. And number 5 is another 4-star Ghost Rider. So I'm one more step closer to Colossus. He is now at a 3-4-3. Not getting there quite quickly enough. I think he goes out of the packs in like Tuesday next week? Early next week, I think, right?
Okay.
So
how close are you?
He's at a 3-4-3. So I need 3 more covers. So I'm going to be spending all my command points and stuff. Not that I have that many, but trying to get him champ before he leaves.
Yep. According to this robot, the 28th is when he enters Classic Legends.
28th. Okay. So yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
All right.
Excellent. Thanks as always to this guy. Let me see. Let me get out of this so that I can bring up the script and remember what's going on. That's it. This is where I mention the podcast network called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We are teamed up with a variety of other podcasts to help fill your podcasting needs. If you want to check us out, it's a Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. It's got a complete archive of all of our shows. All right. That's it for this week. A super successful episode 299, in my opinion. We will be returning in 2 weeks' time for the 300th mighty episode of the Puzzle Warriors 3 with lots and lots of nostalgic content. Or lots of exciting new content if you've never heard the show before and you've decided to pick it up at episode 300.
There you go.
So, I don't know, Stitcher, Podomatic, iTunes, click on our banners, become a patron, stuff happens. Awesome. So, goodbye for now. And remember, kids, next week is the 300th. Not next week. Ha! I couldn't even type a good script. Shame on me. The next episode is next 300, but we're off next week. Thanks for listening. Bye, friends.
All right. Good night.